WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has described Andrew Rangel as a stellar pianist. We often play Rangel's recordings in between interviews on our show, and when we do, we usually get calls from listeners who want to hear more. So we invited him on the show. In the 80s, Rangel took on the monumental challenge of performing all 32 Beethoven piano sonatas. In a review of a Beethoven recital, music critic Anthony Tomasini wrote that Rangel has some of the best, most polyphonical, independent fingers around. Unfortunately, Rangel's hands rebelled with tendonitis 7 years ago, forcing him to take a break from recording and performing. In the past couple of years, he's been making a comeback. Before we meet Rangel, let's hear a selection from his latest CD, Intimate Works. This is Mozart's Rondo in A minor. Andrew Rangel, welcome to Fresh Air. In the liner notes of the CD, A Recital of Intimate Works, the liner notes that you wrote, you quote Francis Bacon, who said, "There is no excellent beauty that hath not some strangeness in the proportion." And I'm wondering how that intriguing quote relates to your interpretations of music and your choices of music.
That quotation came up as a kind of an afterthought or an after impression as I considered what was included in that repertoire on that disc. Of course, the disc is called Intimate Pieces. Even that designation was added on later as a title, but the works that are on that disc all do have a kind of particularly interior and probing, searching quality for the most part, and an intimate quality. There was, in fact, at the time, a practical reason, because all of those things were recorded at a point in my career when I was undergoing tremendous physical problems and wanted, in fact, to gather together a group of works which meant a great deal to me, but which I wanted to record and perform, but which I felt constituted less of a potential problem of execution than certain other pieces.
What actually did happen to your hand that forced you to stop performing for a while?
Well, the problem was precipitated in the spring of 1991 during an especially stressful sustained 5-day recording session, during which I was trying with increasing difficulty and increasing alarm to record the last three Beethoven sonatas, very demanding pieces of immense personal importance to me. And as you can imagine, this is a highly pressurized situation. There are time constraints. And I noticed certain small stirrings in my right hand that produced a considerable anxiety. At that time, they were not disabling problems, but I would just say that 5 to 6 weeks later, as I was trying to prepare for a very important recital, I really had a full-blown case of tendonitis where, you know, I could barely open and close my hand or hold things, and at that point, that was a real trauma, and that sort of set in motion a kind of downward spiral, which I didn't really anticipate would last a long time. Unfortunately, it was a nightmare which lasted many years.
What advice did you get from doctors?
Oh, well, that the my desperate attempts to find doctors is a saga that is kind of amazing. I got, of course, a huge variety of advice and suggestions and, you know, every kind of test. The problem was that I couldn't at the outset really find exactly the right kind of doctor or therapist. I, over the course of weeks, months, and then years, ended up consulting everyone from neurologists, rheumatologists, acupuncture people, acupressure, muscular therapists, physical occupational therapists, even, well, hand surgeons. And I had everything from, you know, blood work done to MRIs, because the problem itself was not easy to detect. It was not a gross problem. It was subtle, and a lot of well-informed and well-intentioned people had what I think in retrospect was perfectly sound advice. And yet I went for years really without discovering what I now think may have been the right key to kind of trying to undo the damage over, you know, over time and with a certain perspective and with a certain effort.
And what was that key?
Well, there remains a certain degree of mystery about it, but I think that the best advice that I got in 5 or 6 years of looking came from an unexpected and rather humble source, a Feldenkrais practitioner.
Feldenkrais is a kind of body education
exactly
technique.
Exactly. It's often very closely linked with the Alexander technique,
right,
which has to do with body use and body posture. And this particular therapist, a young woman in San Francisco, seemed to be able to somehow detect a kind of a pattern of holding and of blockage in a way that she gave me certain kinds of stretching exercises to try that, in contrast to other stretching exercises I had been trying and which were suggested to me, these ones seemed to be kind of compound stretching exercises. They involved an awareness of 3, 4, and 5 parts simultaneously stretching. And somehow the experience of mobilizing and moving, you know, everything from the pelvic area through up through the back, shoulders, neck, and then down the arm, which was really, you know, the site, so to speak, the locality of the problem. Very, very gradually over a very long time, I somehow managed to regain the use of my hand by incremental degrees, and at the same time had a sort of a greater bodily ease and health, you might say. So there remains for me a kind of blessed mystery about it.
My guest is pianist Andrew Rangel. His latest CD is called A Recital of Intimate Works. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is pianist Andrew Rangel. You injured your hand while recording Beethoven sonatas in the early 90s. Now,
right,
in the mid-80s, you had learned all of the 32 Beethoven piano sonatas, and during much of the second half of the 80s, you were performing the whole cycle over a series of concerts. Since this was such a formative part of your career, and since in the recording of it you injured your hand, I'd like to talk with you about these sonatas. Yeah. First of all, why did you want to take on such a really ambitious project? I mean, it must be very thrilling and very frightening and consuming to take on 32 Beethoven sonatas.
What impelled me to take on this enormous commitment and task was, in fact, the loss of a sort of secure academic position at that time. I found myself out of that job, and frankly, very upset by that dislocation, and in some distress about what to do. And I actually kind of retreated in a way. I mean, it's odd to describe the undertaking this task as a retreat, but I felt that spiritually it could only be good for me to take a year, more than a year actually, because we're talking about a period from May of 1985 to a first concert in the end of September 1986, to examine and to in effect live inside all of the Beethoven sonatas in some fashion, and then to systematically perform them in a sequence of concerts the next year.
Well, I'm wondering what effect, you know, you said it could only help spiritually to do something like that. It could also drive you crazy. how did the balance finally weigh out there?
Well, I think that to some extent you have to already have the temperament and the wish to explore something in a kind of overwhelming and consuming detail and depth. One might say that the madness is already present. I did, in fact, live for a year. Well, just on a musical level, there is a price to pay for that kind of specialization, which is that you, in effect, really remove yourself from many other realms of, and I felt that the richness to be gained in the one really kind of offset for the time being what was sacrificed in terms of all the other repertoire I would have to forsake. I actually have no regrets about that, and also the pressures and the difficulty of eventually performing all of these sonatas was a kind of rigor which in a way I was new to in terms of just the professional reality, and that was a very bracing and challenging and anxiety-producing experience, but ultimately a very positive one.
In your liner notes to one of your Beethoven Sonata CDs, you describe one of the pieces as a journey to the innermost places of the heart. Mm. And I'm thinking, in order to actually achieve that through your interpretation of music, you must have to first really learn the mechanics before the heart can really enter into it.
Well, the two processes are intertwined and integrated in a very profound way from a very early age. There is, I think, perhaps a notion out there that you know, that one learns the notes, that one employs the strategies that makes one able to deal with the physical problems of playing a piece of music. Mm-hmm. And then one attends to the interpretational or emotional or spiritual or the inward side of the music. I think in any serious musician, those two tasks are fused together inextricably from a very, very early age. And in fact, in that particular movement, which I'm sure is the slow movement, the largo movement of the Hammerklavier Sonata, which is a journey of 18 to 20 minutes, the problems are not purely of, or even primarily, physical. You know, I mean, there are no extravagantly difficult physical problems in that movement, in contrast to the rest of the sonata, which is overwhelmingly difficult. But it has to do with all kinds of subtleties of balance and sound and emphasis and pacing and timing that are, you know, gradually learned over, if not a lifetime, at least a long time.
Why don't we hear that? This is the Beethoven Sonata number 29 in B-flat major. This is the Adagio Sostenuto Largo. That's my guest, Andrew Rangel, at the piano. During the period when you couldn't perform, were you playing in your mind? Were you just rehearsing in your mind?
Oh, I would say incessantly, in a way. But
you know, were rehearsing at the piano, too, actually. You
well,
said trying
sure,
to take on things
was,
that were too
I
ambitious.
Was trying,
physically.
I was trying very hard to... to grapple with, and in fact, wading back into the repertoire that I wanted to be performing and which I am performing now, I was struggling with things that I couldn't legitimately do. But even before that, while I wasn't playing at all, I was listening to music, thinking about music. But I seemed to be deprived of being involved in just the way I needed and wanted to be. Although I did try turning to some other things. I don't know whether it can be or ought to be included in the interview, but apart from several other things, children's books and some other things I became involved with, one of the things which I actually pursued in an odd way over several years was playing basketball. Out
with
on the streets. Well, this was at a point when I was in such despair about my hands. I mean, this may sound unbelievable to you. Even I look back with a kind of amazement that in the wish to kind of somehow free my body and my mind, I started engaging in a very dangerous, you know, enterprise of running around with the neighborhood kids, some of whom were very big, strong, tough, and fast. And this was a kind of almost a drug for me, and it was quite wonderful, but I actually did sustain further injuries, which were kind of a setback. So now I have sort of more or less definitively abandoned basketball.
Wow. It wouldn't have been the first thing I would have thought of to help get over a hand injury.
Well, it was something that I had always loved doing as a kid. Uh-huh. I did athletic things and played tennis also for many years, which I actually am doing now. But it was something that, you know, that was also very interesting for me because I developed a whole relation with an assortment of people that was utterly different from any other connection in my life.
Well, I'm glad that you're performing again. And I thank you so much for talking with us about your music. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Terry. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
Andrew Rangel's latest CD is called A Recital of Intimate Works. This spring, his record label Dorian will release a CD featuring Rangel's 1985 recording of Ravel's Gaspard de la Nuit and his 1977 recording of Beethoven's 32 Variations on a Waltz Theme by Diabelli. Here's a passage from the Beethoven. This is Fresh Air.